Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders-Blackman, and actually this is a live episode of our STEM Information Podcast for March 8th. I'm very excited to share with you. I just got in the mail my latest edition of the Diversity in Action magazine. So I wanted to do today's podcast about the magazine, and also I dare say that David and I here at Technology Express, so we're great friends with the creator and publisher of Diversity in Action magazine, Jordan White, and I just recently had a phone conversation with him, so I have some inside information that I'm going to share with you as well. And lastly, I want to tell you to stay tuned, stay all the way through to the end of our podcast, because again, these little small weekly pods, as you know, are short. We keep them short and sweet as possible. Definitely less than 15 minutes. But stay to the end because I have a surprise for you. We have a new ending, and it's brought to you by a rapper, Jarl Beats, and you're going to hear what he has created for us, such a special ending. So I've already given you a hint. It has something to do with rap. But he's very talented and did a great job. So at the end of each of our shows, this has kind of sparked a movement. I have some other interns and students that want to share either their spoken word or their rap of some of the things that inspired them about STEAM. So you have to stay to the end of the podcast because you never know who will be showcasing. Might even be you. If you have something you want to submit, send it to technologyexpresso@gmail.com. That's the way we're going to incorporate the arts here in our STEAM movement. So we want to see how our artists are helping us spin and highlight science, technology, engineering, and math. So now that I've kind of given you a couple of teasers, let me talk about the Diversity in Action magazine. And actually, you can go to their website, diversityinaction.net, and you can see the online magazine, and you can flip through the pages. It feels like you're flipping through the magazine, but you're doing it virtually. And you can go through the pages just like I am. And also, while you're on the website, you actually can sign up to get printed copies of the magazine. And I encourage you to get a copy, but use it to share with someone. Drop it off, whether it's at the school or maybe even at the hairdresser or the barbershop. Drop it off within the community and just continue to sprinkle and spread the information that Diversity in Action puts together every month. And the thing I love about the magazine, too, is the magazine itself is very diverse. They cover all sorts of topics, and that is actually one of the tidbits that Jordan shared with me. They're going to be doing a special section on sports in STEM, and especially sharing with you whether it's sports equipment, gym shoes, rackets, balls, what's the science and technology and engineering and even math that go into creating the sports equipment that you use every day. Also, understanding the science and the biology of your body and how it works and what makes great athletes or differentiates one athlete from another. So that's the type of article that you might find, and that's going to be an ongoing series about STEM and sports. So kudos to Jordan. I think that I'm very excited about that. Now, let's talk about the March-April 2017 issue, which on the front they have Frida Kapoor Klein, and she's relentless in her fight for social justice and workplace equality. And her mission started when her son came home from school bloody and beaten, and the kids were teasing him about being a killer of Christ because of his Jewish background. So know that diversity and inclusion, it affects everyone. It's not just the color of your skin. It could be your race, creed, how you look, how you dress, because it comes from a place of ignorance. So it's no limit to who can be discriminated against. So remember, it's about inclusion and also understanding that we all have to support and protect each other. Whether or not you're in a specific group, if one person is being discriminated against, then it's just a matter of time. And so don't turn a blind eye to any form of discrimination and or bullying for that case. So thanks to that, that was what spawned Frida Kapor Klein to create the Kapor Investments. And she specifically targets women. Over 42% of her investments go toward women. Another 29% go to minorities or those people from racially underrepresented backgrounds. So this is a great thing about Diversity in Action magazine. You might find your next investor. This is the magazine that people go to share investors use to tell their stories and to make you aware of their resources. So this is something you don't want to ignore. The STEM community needs to get away from being isolated and one-off initiatives, and let's support each other. It's not a competition. We're all in this to help all of our different communities and villages. Another great way to leverage Diversity in Action magazine is flipping through the pages and just looking at the ads of the people who support Diversity in Action. There is AIR, the American Institute for Research. There is, of course, the Air Force is a great supporter of diversity. They have something called the AFRL, the Air Force Research Laboratories. You also have organizations such as Bloomberg, a great supporter of diversity. Charles Schwab is a supporter and has an ad. Walgreens, always there, making a difference and celebrating our differences. So CenturyLink. So all of these, we just want to give them shout-outs and kudos. And there's actually a great page within Diversity in Action on page 28, and it's honoring people who are dedicated to STEM diversity. Their 2016 nominations and winners are highlighted. And I dare say on page 28, if you look under companies, you'll see Technology Special LLC. So we are honored to be among those who are being recognized, dedicated to STEM diversity. Another great article that I'm excited about in the magazine is The Changing the Face of Comics. A New Jersey educator creates a graphic novel to teach STEM skills and inspire African-American students. And I like this quote. He says, "It's all about the experience that you create, because most of the time students aren't even exposed to what else is out there." So kudos to Nasib Gifted for creating this. Just another way of approaching and inspiring young people, a lot like the rap and spoken word that I talked about that we're incorporating in our pod. There's other great articles throughout the magazine as you flip the page. Turning the Tide, Girls Who Invest Bring Women to the Table into Today's Asset Management Industry. Great seeing Viola Maxwell-Thompson, someone that we've interviewed on Tech Expresso. She is the president of Information Technology Senior Management Forum, and they're all about attracting and retaining women of color. So great seeing her, great article there. Then continuing on as we flip the page, and I dare say you may see a theme. This particular issue is dedicated to women in STEAM, since March is Women History Month. But every issue has a different theme and a different focus. For example, last month there was a focus on the Hidden Figures, the movie that took place, and on the cover was the real-life Katherine Johnson, who the story was all about. So in her own words, her experience. Also, as I flip through the pages, there's just a couple more articles that I want to call out that really caught my attention, but I also want to encourage you, go to the online diversityinaction.net website and also order your hard copy. One of the articles in here is about agriculture and food sciences. growing greater interest. And it's an article about Jacqueline Joshua, and she's a product assessment scientist at Monsanto. And I love her quote. She says, it's one of those fields that will always be there. People always have to eat. And I also, there was another quote for Ayanna Jackson, and she's with Dow AgroSciences. And she said she first became interested in food science because she grew up with a father with diabetes. So different diseases that might be common to a particular community, you could be the person out there helping find solutions and solving the problems within your community, within your family, by specializing in these areas that impact us in every way and every day. There's an article here that's great for those trying to find their way into the various STEM fields. It's called Many Paths to Reach the Goal. What's yours? And that takes me to a page that is promoting the 43rd Annual Convention of the National Society of Black Engineers. And that's taking place in Kansas City, Missouri. That's March 29th through April 2nd. And I dare say Technology Espresso will be there. We'll be covering that event. That event covers everything from pre-college, from K to 12. They've got a collegiate segment, they've got a graduate student segment, and then they have the professionals. Now, if you're not able to make it to Kansas City March 29th, through April 2nd, then just follow us and follow the hashtag NSBE43, hashtag NSBE43. Also want to give a shout out because I recognize some of the faces here on the first Black Women in Computing Conference that took place, and they kicked it off with a screening of the Hidden Figures movie, and that was sponsored by Anita Borg Institute. And again, if you're a woman in technology, you should know and have heard of the name Anita Borg Institute. Check that out. Again, just a plethora of resources that go hidden. they've gone unnoticed, and we've got to bring those together. We're trying to help everyone connect the dots. I love the article on Charles Bass, and he's changing trajectories through the power of social engineering. And I could just keep flipping. I'll just give you two more. There's an article on Nehemiah Mulberry on producing greatness with technology and creativity. He says, my goal was to utilize not only the technical knowledge, but also the creative talent that I and so many other underrepresented students brought to the table. Excellent. Love that. And you can find out more about him as well at STEAM Media. Then I also want to mention Anna Avalis. She's transforming challenge into opportunity. So, again, the magazine is packed. And then, as I mentioned, I had a conversation with the Jordan, who is the producer of this particular magazine. And an upcoming issue, we were able to connect him with the actor from the New Orleans CSI, known as Daryl Chill Mitchell. And Daryl actually plays a computer specialist on New Orleans CSI. Well, he'll be featured in the next magazine. And also, soon there'll be an article on Orrin Checkmate Hudson, the chess master that we just recently covered an event. So, lots going on in the STEM community. Stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, always listen, learn, leverage, and launch. You can reach us at technologyexpresso.com.org.net. And also visit our Color Me STEM for gifts related to STEM. Well, that's all for today. Thanks. Bye.
Stump for steam, stump, stump, stump for steam. Stump for steam, everybody stumping for steam. Stump for steam, stump, stump, stump for steam. Stump for steam, now come and join the team.
All right, now.
Science, technology, engineering, art, design, mathematics, got us all cheering. Let's get excited about it. It's a new roadmap to the American dream. Now is the time, so please don't hold back.
Education is the key. Open the door, success will be. STEAM is everywhere. It's what everybody needs. Gotta get those jobs and careers. Spread the word to the community. Shout it from the top. Only good will come. Just wait and see from the air we breathe. Down to the water in Flint. This stuff just ain't for geeks, so get into it. If you can eat it, smell it, play it, then STEAM was used to make it. And they made some good money from it. Now it's time for you to take it. So stomp for STEAM, and don't stop stomping till we dominate. Stomp through the communities and claim what's been waiting for us so great. We don't have to be just consumers, we need to be creators. Now stomp, if you hear me, stand up tall like a skyscraper. Stomp for STEAM, stomp, stomp, stomp for STEAM.
Stomp for STEAM,
stomp for STEAM. Everybody stomping for STEAM.
We stomping for STEAM.
Stomp for STEAM, stomp, stomp, stomp for STEAM. Stomp for STEAM, now come and join the team.
Come and join the team.
Stomp for STEAM, stomp, stomp, stomp for STEAM.
We stomping for STEAM.
Stomp for STEAM, everybody stomping for STEAM.
Just stomp for STEAM.
Stomp for STEAM, stomp, stomp, stomp for STEAM.
Alright.
Stomp for STEAM, now come and join the team.
Come join the team.